Deutsche Welle News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. Greece's Prime Minister addressed the nation on television on Saturday and defended the austerity measures that include painful wage and pension cuts but would ensure the country receives a €130 billion bailout deal to stave off bankruptcy. Lucas Papademos made the comments the night before a parliamentary debate and vote on emergency legislation to approve the new bailout and a debt-swapping deal with private creditors. The debate began at committee level Saturday afternoon. He said that rejecting the legislation would lead to uncontrollable economic chaos and social explosion. Hundreds of thousands protested in Portugal on Saturday against austerity measures ahead of next week's talks with international creditors, with unions vowing to keep up the pressure. Officials from the so-called Troika, the European Union, European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund will next week evaluate progress on the country's bailout programme. Demonstrators arrived in Lisbon from across the country in the rally described as one of the biggest in three decades. The CGTP union, which had called the march, estimated 300,000 people took part in the demonstration. In exchange for a loan of €78 billion from the EU and IMF last May, Portugal agreed to sell public companies as well as implement labour reforms, such as introducing shorter holidays. Syrian forces bombarded districts of Homs again on Saturday in a continuing campaign to crush a revolt against President Bashar al-Assad's rule. At least 15 people have been killed, according to reports from Syrian activists. Meanwhile, in Damascus, gunmen killed a senior Syrian military doctor outside his home on Saturday. Brigadier General Issa al-Kouli was the most senior official to be reported killed. In Brussels, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton condemned in the strongest terms the acts perpetrated by the Syrian government against its citizens. On Monday, the UN General Assembly is to hold a debate to discuss the crisis with an address by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. Five employees at Britain's largest selling tabloid, The Sun, were arrested Saturday in an inquiry into the alleged payment of bribes to police and other officials. A Ministry of Defence official, a member of the armed forces and a policeman were also arrested by detectives over allegations that tabloid employees paid officials for information, according to police. The news corporation owned by Rupert Murdoch said the police had searched their homes and the group's London offices. The editor of The Sun, Dominic Mohan, expressed his alarm at the arrest of newspaper employees but said that the newspaper would continue its work. A Palestinian in Gaza died early Sunday after being wounded in a series of retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. Four other Palestinians were injured in four Israeli airstrikes on targets belonging to militant groups in eastern and southern Gaza. Witnesses said Israeli military jets fired on targets in eastern Gaza City and other towns of Rafah and Khan Yunis. Security officials said the airstrikes were in retaliation for homemade rocket attacks fired from the Gaza Strip at southern Israel early on Saturday. The escalation of violence in Gaza violates a fragile ceasefire reached between Israel and Gaza militants. In the United States, Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney has won a straw poll at a major conference of conservatives with 38% of the vote in a boost for his White House bid. Former Senator Rick Santorum came in second with 31%, followed by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich at 15%. The Republican presidential hopeful also won a nominating contest in the northeastern state of Maine with 39% of the vote. And finally, Grammy award-winning singer Whitney Houston has died. She was 48. Her publicist, Kristen Foster, said Saturday that the singer had died, but the cause of her death was unknown. From the middle 1980s to the late 1990s, she is one of the world's best-selling artists, selling 170 million albums and singles. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.